Welcome back to the Capping with the Crew podcast. It's your boy KJ, and to the left I got this
boy Tony, man. What's up, man?
Son.
That's what's good, man. And to the right we got
it's Will. You know what we do.
What's good, y'all? How about that NBA Finals, man?
What's nice. Up with? I'm not gonna lie to you. What's up with this, man? What's up with these intros like this, bro? You sound like a generic white
check
man.
Check the other episodes to find out what he's talking about. Oh, but how man. About that NBA Finals, man?
Hey, man. The NBA Suns Finals.
Suns and five.
Suns. Drop this act, man.
He said Suns and five.
Drop this act. Drop this act, bro.
What you
this
think,
weird.
Tony?
This weird. Hey, Suns also in five or six.
You say Suns in five or six?
No,
I'm saying Suns in six.
Suns in six?
Suns in six.
Y'all tripping, man.
Yeah, you watch your best.
No, the reason I say six is because Milwaukee 1-1 at home. They got to play another game in Milwaukee. I think it's going to go to six because of that.
So you don't think Milwaukee has a chance?
I don't.
For real?
I do.
Ha! Cool. So I mean, we're just sleeping on Giannis, huh?
I'm gonna put it like this. The very first game in Phoenix, Chris Paul was on a mission. Dropped 34 points. I don't think he had any turnovers or anything crazy like that. He was going crazy. Then the next game, Devin Booker came out, had a show, had 31 points. Chris Paul also had 24, but he had like 6 turnovers, so it's kind of weird. Then apparently,
right?
Giannis this game had a breakout game. Was going crazy.
It's crazy how that worked, ain't it?
It is, but at the same time, man. I think the Suns are gonna
drum.
I think the Suns are gonna win. They're gonna win. Chris Paul really wants to win, bro.
Who doesn't want to win in that situation?
I mean, but Chris Paul's like, you can see it in his like.
They in the finals. He only had 19.
That's what I'm saying.
And you don't see how Giannis is looking. That man is hurt and he's still playing.
Let me put it like this: Giannis. He has a probability of going there next year, the year after, whatever, right? Chris Paul, I ain't gonna lie to you. This is probably his best chance to get a ring, especially in the West. At this point, I'm saying. But Giannis, I feel like he could do it because he's in the East. It's a weaker conference.
Hell no.
The Nets.
Well, Ben Simmons get this midi, ain't nobody getting past the 76ers.
And Brooklyn is there too, so
the Brooklyn is there.
Kyrie not gonna be there.
Yeah, I don't think Kyrie's gonna be there. I think he's gone. So that's
KD and Harden there.
That's really not enough.
How is that not enough?
Well, they're not beating the 76ers. I should have said it like that.
What?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
I thought we'd be like, talking about Milwaukee. Like, they the Eastern Conference champs, right?
Technically.
Wait, what?
I say Milwaukee still has a better chance than the 76ers to get to the finals.
If Ben Simmons didn't fold and sell the 76ers.
There's a lot of ifs in there, bro.
Oh, God.
Hey,
a lot of probability over there.
There's a lot of who fault is that?
A lot of chances.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm going to tell you, though?
What's that?
That, don't you think that, this is also a very critical question to ask.
Okay.
And we'll
what's up?
And we'll put it in the Mino polls.
Mino, yeah.
Mino polls, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Lonzo Ball is practically Ben Simmons.
Ball is Simmons?
In a sense.
I think you said
Lonzo?
Jason Tatum wrong.
Yeah.
Or
Leangelo. Lonzo.
Bro. You said Jason Tatum wrong.
Lonzo Ball is pretty much Ben Simmons. He does the same thing, but shoots
you
better.
On that shit.
He does the same thing, but he shoots way better.
I told
He's
you
more
Tony
efficient from
shit.
The field, and he can shoot free throws, unlike Ben Simmons.
I told you Tony was on that
Ben
shit.
Ben Simmons is free to dunk the ball because he can't shoot free throws.
I told you he's on that shit.
So what do y'all think, man? Do y'all think Ben Simmons is better than Lonzo Ball? Vote now.
Polls in the
Yeah,
I know this.
We'll
for
put
sure.
it up.
I know this for sure. Lonzo Ball, at the way he's going and the trajectory he's headed to,
that's your new boyfriend.
He's gonna be better than Ben Simmons overall.
Is that your new boyfriend?
Are you mad? Because it's truthful.
Michael,
are you mad? It's truthful that Ben Simmons is not gonna be good.
Wait, what?
I said Ben Simmons.
Vote now, folks.
Career overall.
Yeah, you'll see what you did later.
Vote now, folks.
Anyway.
Ben Simmons or Lonzo? Who you taking?
Who's right? Me or Tony?
Oh, yeah, that's fair. Who's right? Me
sure.
or Will?
That works even better.
We'll do two polls.
You
well,
got
no,
it.
Well,
are
nah.
you going to do any of these polls?
Nah, he is.
Yeah. Then edit and then, you know.
Yeah, of course.
All right, cool. Good stuff, man. You already know, man.
But how do you feel
Plus
about
five.
That? Wait,
Psych.
What?
No.
Yeah, he got happy.
Actually, I say Bucks in seven, but
whoa.
I think you said they're losing the wrong way.
Nah, Bucks will win the series, and then everybody will be mad at Giannis again because, you know, everybody doesn't want to give Giannis any credit right now. He's averaging 34 and 14 in the finals.
You're looking at the points without context. Exactly.
Bro, his points matter.
This is your new Russell.
It is. Oh, my God, it is.
He had a triple-double. He had a triple-double. They lost. He didn't have a
triple-double, bro. He doesn't need triple-doubles. He's a defense.
See what he's doing?
He's a defensive presence,
he's deflecting.
Man.
He skipped.
He's deflecting.
Nah, man. I just want him to get the respect.
I see
respect.
The signs. KJ, I see the signs. I'm just calling it out.
He just wants, he needs the respect he deserves, bro. He deserves respect. He's been in the East for a minute, man.
So?
And he's been right there on the verge. For how long? He's been on the verge.
I mean, he was on the verge like 4 years ago.
Exactly. It takes time. What, he need to go to Miami or something? He need
might
to,
as well.
He might fit that system. Because he still can't shoot.
At all.
So wait. So what? Go to the Warriors then? Like, I mean, what y'all gonna do? We gonna keep saying he can't do nothing? And
I ain't gonna lie. Ben Simmons to the Warriors. Might as well make that happen.
What the hell are you talking about?
Might as well.
Yes, that's... trade him to a shooting team.
Exactly. Ben Simmons would be just Draymond.
You need Ben Simmons on Portland, low key.
No.
I don't see why not. You need defense. No. Why not? Let it fly.
Go to the Boston.
To the Boston? Uh-oh.
To the Boston.
Don't you ever wish that.
For Jaylen Brown. Nah, that's not enough.
For Jaylen Brown.
That's not enough.
That'd be the best offer y'all get from us.
And a pick. Young. And Pritchard.
Several picks. Is it like four picks?
Would you do that?
Fuck no.
Oh.
Ben Simmons better take his ass to the Kings.
Nah, Jaylen Brown not going to fit.
We'll give you DJ, KJ, and a pick for Dame.
I'm not gonna lie. I was gonna ask you about this because
what's
up? What Twitter said?
No, this is a real thing that they're
DeRozan to the Lakers.
No,
that's bullshit too.
Dame for 80.
I heard that one. Yeah, but I was gonna say that they're talking about the Spurs are trying to blow up their whole system and rebuild already.
I've heard that.
Yeah, I don't know how true it is. They're saying they're trying to straight away DeMar DeRozan, Jontae Murray.
Hey, bitch, I get it.
No, Jontae Murray. And Derek White Jr. And they're trying to trade up from the 12th pick to, like, the top 5 pick.
And just so y'all know, man, a big part of that is because we were in a play-in and the Spurs feel like that was, like, something that was under our expectations at the beginning of the
that,
game.
And
so.
It's just like
this but the core, defending champions we were in the play-in.
Yeah,
I was
going to say, like, this core is also, like, they've been together for, like, what, 3-4 years now?
We're guard-heavy.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
They've been this core's been together
too
for
many
3-4 years. And really, nothing's really the expectation of a Spurs hasn't been really achieved.
We got too many cooks in the kitchen. That's the problem.
I won't even say that because Jonathan
Murray.
Cooking
shit.
Oh,
that's what he's most about.
I'm mad, bro. I'm triggered. Amen. But anyway, man, let's get back to the finals for a second.
What's your opinion?
Who is
five.
The player that you've been surprised by? So far.
Surprised by?
Yeah. And, of these two teams, like the whole playoffs, who surprised you?
DeAndre Ayton.
Ayton?
That boy been fucking cooked. He deserves.
I said Booker.
Because they were talking.
I expect that, though. You expect
he's
Booker to
he's never been
to
the playoffs, though,
but
so you have nothing to expect.
But, like coming into this playoff, he said he was listening. He said that he was reminded of what Kobe told him, and it was to be legendary. Ayton, I'm not going to lie to you. No one think that Ayton was going to be this good.
Him or Booker?
I was like Luka and Trey.
Yeah.
Those were the people we
but
were
talking
about.
They talking about Ayton might really go get a max. So
nah,
I don't know.
Slow down.
They're trying to give him $100 million already.
Who the Magic?
No, the Suns.
Nah.
$100 mil?
$100 mil.
Wow.
They said it's already offered, and then Mikal Bridges is getting 80.
So you just gonna sign Tony?
No, we've been talking about it.
Still on the grind.
God.
Interesting, man. So I say Bucks in 7. You got the Suns in 5. And you got the Suns
in 6.
And you got the Suns in 6.
New meme alert.
Just so y'all know, vote to see who's going to win. Make sure y'all tell us who y'all thought. Is it KJ? KJ? Who says Bucks in 7? Is it Will with that stupid crap he said with the Suns in 5? Or
yeah.
Is it what Tony said, Suns in, you know, 6, whatever?
I love how you
who
like
cares?
Try to downplay us.
Who cares? But
not
is
Giannis.
It? All right. You're right. We'll see. We'll see who wins.
Hey, man, I'm going to be real with you, man. Drew Holiday, you got to step up, bro.
He stepped up today.
On a consistent basis, though.
Hey, Middleton, hey, bro. Only thing they need is Middleton and PJ to do their thing. And they good.
You know what's crazy?
PJ got destroyed today.
By who?
Cam. Oof. Like, destroyed. I'm talking about, like, yo, you might have to sit out next game. You, like, it was bad.
You know what's the craziest thing about the whole PJ to the Bucks situation?
What's crazy?
They literally gave away the same type player to the Suns in Torian Craig. Torian Craig is 6'7". No. He's literally a defender like PJ Tucker.
He's not a better defender than PJ.
PJ was guarding KD, bro.
So was Torian Craig.
I don't think it's the same.
Torian literally was guarding KD. He guarded KD, Kawhi, Paul George, LeBron, in the bubble last year.
He did. He still went off last in the bubble. What are you talking about? You know you'll get with PJ. It's like, I might get 10 points, but I know the defense is going to be there.
PJ
still and you got shoes, too.
PJ still
that gets, is also true.
He still gets cooked. He still got cooked by KD. KD had 51. We going to forget about that?
Bro,
you could have had 80. He would have had 60. Nah, he had 70.
No.
KD could have had 80 that game wasn't for PJ, bro.
Torrey Craig is legit.
Torrey Craig is cold. I'm not trying to throw dirt on his name. But I don't think he's on PJ.
I think he is.
I think he's a great defender. He might get there one day, but like right now, you taking one or the other. And you say you're taking Torrey? Okay.
He's more athletic. He's laterally quicker. He's younger.
Okay. Okay.
Taking him, bro.
Understood. But did y'all see you didn't see it, but off the switches, man, PJ was guarding Chris Paul. And Chris Paul was not enjoying that at all.
PJ could guard.
Bro, they on the same team, so.
Yeah. I was like, PJ, I mean, he guards him in practice.
Obviously. Right.
I mean, PJ Tucker.
Cooking his ass.
I bet. Yeah,
PJ Tucker's been around Chris Paul when he was in Houston and all that stuff. Like, so he knows his game.
He got him downloaded, bro.
That's what I'm saying. But, like, with PJ Tucker is this, man. He can guard 1-5 in a sense. But I feel like Torrey Craig can do the same thing.
Hell no.
I feel like he could. He has.
Don't forget, PJ was on AD.
PJ had to guard every
position. Torrey Craig.
I've seen PJ guard every
position. Y'all really disrespect.
PJ guards every
position. PJ can guard a center? What center can PJ guard?
PJ, you mean Torrey? I think he can guard AD.
Who? AD?
I think he could.
AD? What are you talking about when he hurt?
You know PJ Tucker is shorter than
I know.
And he's still doing this amazing.
And PJ always secures the rebound, too.
I'm telling you, Torrey Craig is next
up. What AD? What? Ow!
I gotta look at the win shares. I gotta look at the defensive win shares, bro. I gotta
look at the defensive
win shares. I gotta check it out, bro.
Check it out, bro.
I definitely got
it. Tony, what AD you talking about?
A healthy AD.
I don't know who you're talking about. Andres Davidson or some shit.
I'm not
Torrey Craig's in the basket. I'm talking about.
I don't know about that.
Brooke Lopez has stepped up, too, man. That's good to see. When Brooke steps up, when Drew steps up, when Middleton steps up, it makes it look like Giannis. Is a superhero.
Giannis is a superhero.
Low-key. Isn't that ironic?
Yeah, all he needs is teammates to help, man. That's all.
To make him look like a superhero.
Yeah, because when he gets...
He isn't one.
When he's putting up 40 and 12, no one cares unless they win. So.
Well, when you get 38 of those points in the first three quarters in a close game...
Oh, come on.
You can't score the fourth.
He hit 8 free throws in a row today, man. What y'all
job?
What do you mean good job?
Was it in the fourth?
Does he not get paid for that?
Was it in the fourth?
He was out.
Was it in the fourth?
It was like 20-point lead by then. He did his thing.
Was it in the fourth?
Yeah, you're right. He was
like Paul George.
It was not in the fourth quarter.
It wasn't.
That's like Paul George.
He never scores in the fourth.
Here's his meaningless game.
On God.
Paul George drops 50 points.
On God.
Here's game 6, elimination game. Paul George, 12 points. Like, what?
He had like 38 that elimination game, though.
I don't believe so, my good sir. Because I was watching that game, and I think
he had like 12
going into the fourth quarter. And I'm like, he realizes this is an elimination game, right?
Are you talking about the Mavs series, or are you talking about...
No, Suns.
Oh, okay.
That's what you're talking about?
I thought we were talking about the Suns one. Because he had like 28, right?
Yeah. He had 30. He close to
30. 30-something, I thought.
He was close to 30.
He's like, if I'm not mistaken,
because I know didn't score,
we
like,
was expecting
well.
Terrence Mann
I
and then
watching that game. That's all I'm like.
Reggie Jackson went
off. He scored in like the beginning half, but towards the end in the fourth, he didn't score as much.
He was looking for Kawhi for sure, man.
He took him for Kawhi the whole series.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
But what you call it? Reggie Jackson bailed him out.
Yeah, Reggie times. Cold. Reggie need that contract, bro.
He's gonna get a max.
Give him 21 points.
All right, you right.
6 for 15, 1 for 6.
Yeesh. Anyway,
in 41 minutes.
This isn't about Paul George, about, man.
You said 12 points, though.
Anyway, this isn't about
12 points going into the fourth quarter because we was watching that game. Yeah.
So this isn't about Paul George.
It is about Paul George.
But anyway, you know.
We on his ass.
My God, playoff P.
Nobody called him playoff P. Ever. Right.
Layoff P. Layoff P.
Man, we got a minute left. But, yeah, man, I really.
I'm not the Paul George slander. I'm not going to hold you.
I'm not going to hold you, man. I really think that Dame and PG need to team up and
what?
Take over the league.
Who are you talking about?
Paul George and Dame Lillard. They need to
reconcile
your differences. All right,
well,
I'm going
to see you later, man.
Go ahead and reconcile your differences and get yourself some ring. I don't know. Take Kawhi with you or something. I don't know. Make it work. Y'all can make the contrast match.
You a wild boy.
This is called capping with the crew, y'all. Y'all realize
but
that,
that's
right?
Just like a...
Anyway. We'll see how the finals turn out. We'll be back before y'all know it.
Ooh.
You already know.
Who? Who you talking about?
The crew.
I think talking about the Clippers.
Nah. Not them. Stop. I'm not even cool with them no more, man. Like,
oh, now you're not.
I deleted cool. their number and everything, bro. We was all cool. We was practicing.
Still,
we was shooting. We was all shooting in the gym. We was shooting in the gym and everything. And
you
then Kawhi just said, nah.
He
said,
no.
Nah. He going to Miami or the Warriors. I don't want him to go to the Warriors, but if he go, damn.
Hey, man, I actually want to see Kawhi with, like, a good team. But I feel like this team that I'm about to say is, like, I feel like
he's
nobody would think.
You're going
to
say the Hornets, ain't
no.
you?
No. Portland.
Portland.
I don't know how, but
that would be perfect.
If Portland pulls that off, that'd be wild.
That'd be perfect for
him. Give up.
Man, you gonna have to
throw Zach Collins in.
Throw the whole team away. Just
Zach Collins away for lunch.
Hey,
bro,
just,
I don't care. I need nothing to
return. Bro, I'm gonna be real with you, man. Throw away everything you have, and just keep Dame.
Yeah. Talk about my team. What about your team?
No, exactly. Keep Dame or Kawhi. I'm gonna try.
Your team, try give me team advice.
Hey, my team is good.
No, they're not. They just got out of a play-in tournament.
Okay.
And lost.
Okay. Hey, man.
We are injured.
It happens, bro.
Nah, injuries are part of the game.
We were injured. We were
down. It don't matter. Who fought his
I mean,
that?
We felt injured.
Hey, cause it's on.
Who fought his ass?
Crazy thing is, my team was injured, right? His
who
team.
That?
His team wasn't
who
injured, but they couldn't make it.
Was it injured?
Because
Ben a torn meniscus is it injured?
He played through it, didn't he?
He played so, through that just erased it?
He played through it, yes or no?
So, I just erased it?
Did he play through it, yes or no?
You funny. Because
at the end of the day, whose fault is that? Not mine.
Nobody's fault.
No.
You just made my point for me.
No. But listen, I'm saying
you
this.
Really just made my
no,
point
no,
for
listen.
Me.
I said this. They play with no injuries in a sense. Because Ben Simmons. Because,
no.
Embiid played.
Danny Green got injured.
Bro. Anyway, I'm going to continue.
Joel was hurt
ben
the
Simmons.
Whole time.
Ben Simmons couldn't hit free throws. That's the biggest reason why you're not in the finals.
You funny as hell.
That's the real reason.
Funny as hell, bro.
That's the real reason.
Because when Boston played Philly in the playoffs and Ben Simmons was hurt, you kept saying, who fought is that? It's
exactly.
part of the
fought?
Game.
Who fought is that?
Okay, so what are you talking about then? Why are you bringing up injuries?
I'm not bringing up injuries.
You
I didn't
did. Look. You said your team was hurt.
I said my team was hurt, but I didn't bring up injuries for why y'all not in the finals. I brought up Ben Simmons being
you
ass.
You brought up injuries, is what I'm saying.
No, Ben Simmons is ass. That's the
oh,
bottom.
Anyway, y'all, we're going to have to wrap this one up, man. It's been another episode of Capping with the Crew. I need y'all to go on and vote in the comment section because it's going to be on the YouTube. We want to know who y'all think going to win the finals.
Not who right. Just put who right.
Who right. Yeah,
will
that's better.
Or Will.
Will or Will.
No will you asking. Vote for KJ? That's what they asking. Like, yeah, because they already know, man. But
no
as
will.
Always.
Look, ain't no will. It's going to be they voting for Tony. They know they voting for Tony.
So
they know they voting for Tony.
As Lame always, joke. As we proceed to continue to be the cappers, the greatest capping crew ever, the GOAT of this NBA podcasting thing.
Shout out Mike. Psych.
But for real, y'all, it's your boy KJ. To the left, I got
your boy Tony.
And to the right, I got
your boy Tony's dad, Will.
And it's another one, y'all.
That's a buzzer beater.
Hey,
buzzer beater.
For the win.